Cross, the new series, only on Prime Video.
You're going to be part of a masterpiece.
Evil knows his name.
Detective Alex Cross.
Where he lives.
He was in my house.
His darkest secret.
And when I'm done, the world will know
the truth.
Based on characters created by James Patterson.
I'm not a monster. I don't kill for fun.
Cross. New series. Watch now only on Prime Video.
Do we really need another computer? One that's faster, more powerful? Not everyone does. But to reinvent music using a neural processor, work off the grid with all-day battery, or bring your vision to life with AI-powered co-creator, then a Copilot Plus PC can make a difference. A powerful AI computer is not for everyone. But if you're trying to change the world, even if just your own, we built one for you. Microsoft Copilot Plus PCs powered by Snapdragon. The fastest, most intelligent Windows PCs ever. Battery life varies with usage and settings.
You are listening to the Glass Cannon Network, the premier source for role-playing game entertainment. Last week on the Glass Cannon Podcast.
You came from another planet, is that right?
Yes.
Well, I don't want to overwhelm you, but this is fate. I am on a quest to find a living god. I was chosen by the elders to save my people from an ancient, powerful evil. I have three companions, and I don't know where they are.
We can help you find your friends.
Okay.
First, let us rest.
While you sleep. You level
up. Yeah!
You start walking, but there's this weird sort of like repetition where you walk by a building and then you keep going and you see the same exact building to your right and you turn to the left and the front door of the observatory is there.
Damn it.
Three people step into view.
Sakuachi, these are friends.
Anuma! Oh, friend, it's good to see you. This is Jorif and this is Yana. I stumbled into their camp. They know how to navigate this place. You see a large encampment. All these tough-looking, rugged people sit eating meat. Staring daggers at you.
Hello.
Jorif and Yana let out a howl, and then all around you, they're like,
The adventure continues. Now.
Here, folks, but you'd never know it because we're sitting in a studio where the walls look like piss.
Christmas time.
Christmas time.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Don't eat that snow, am I right?
Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
I mean, I like it, but let's be honest, it definitely looks like pee.
In here, I'm not sure what it looks like on camera, but yeah.
It's like a nice pee. We've never done this color.
I think you need to hydrate.
Yeah, it's definitely you need some water.
We all need to drink more water.
Yeah.
This is what happens when they don't let us out to use the bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
the
true.
The walls turn yellow?
Over time, yeah.
over time, Matthew.
I didn't realize the walls were a reflection of our inner state.
No, it happens as a result of being able to go to a bathroom.
Skid understands what I'm saying.
Over the course of several sessions.
Some of us pee ourselves during recording and some of us don't. And that's very clear.
I'm still unclear. Are you peeing yourself or are you peeing on the walls?
It's like Calvin, like that little, I'm just being on everything.
Anyone heard that song, Don't Eat That Yellow Snow? It's like a novelty song from the 70s, I think.
Sing it.
It's like, don't you eat that yellow snow out there where the huskies go.
No.
I remember that. It was on Dr. Demento all the time when I was a kid.
Oh. It's like, were the huskies the one that peed?
Yeah. There was a warning.
It was implied.
Not to eat snow that had been urinated upon by dogs.
It's a good message. Good message. My kids love eating snow. And my wife's like, it's fine. I'm like, it's dirt. They're eating dirt.
Did you guys ever mix maple syrup in snow when you were kids?
Yes.
You would make like your own slushies.
Yeah. We make snow cones.
Yeah. We did with maple syrup. It was so good.
I've never heard of that.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Maple syrup in snow?
Scoop a big bowl and then you dump maple syrup in. Everybody eats it out with a spoon. It's so good.
No.
Yeah.
The core childhood memory of mine.
I remember it being a thing. I never did it, but I remember it being a thing. Like children's magazines, like make your own ice cream. It's just like, can we just buy fucking ice cream?
Absolutely not. It's not the same texture at all.
Wait till it snows and like dump Mrs. Butterworth's on it.
It's also not like, ice cream.
It's not ice cream.
It's diluted maple syrup.
It's exactly. Fluffier.
Exactly.
Do you remember the, this is, maybe you would remember, there was a Charlie Brown, like peanuts, snow cone machine.
You grind it and like it would make the, I remember that.
It was like, it would look like Snoopy's house and you put the ice
I remember
it,
that.
And you made it.
And it come with little syrups and stuff.
Yeah,
and
it come with syrups.
I remember that.
It was good. Like it came, it was like a tumbler in the middle, like a funhouse tumbler.
Yeah, wow.
It was great. I think I found it when we were like cleaning out my folks' house when they moved and I was like, oh, what if it still works? It didn't.
Oh. So what did you, will you put ice in it or you put
snow? You like put ice in the top and then like grind it down and you did this and it shaved the ice and then you put shit on it. Yeah, it's fun. Peanuts. It sucks now. You have to have a subscription to Apple TV to watch Charlie Brown Christmas and Charlie Brown.
They have all the movies on there.
It's Great Pumpkin. Yeah.
Everything on there.
They show like one time a year for free on PBS, but by then it's like a couple days before Christmas, you know, I need to watch it several times.
Yeah, you mean
times.
The correct time to watch it.
Like, I start in November watching, so I have to subscribe to Apple every year just to fucking watch this.
You can just, buy the movie, and then...
You also just buy the DVD.
Well, what am I going to do? Get a DVD player and hook it up and everything? No, that's silly.
Or you can have also, seven subscriptions.
I will give you a DVD player for free, because no one watches DVDs anymore.
I was going to say, so what do you watch? Blu-rays?
Blu-ray.
Well, I have a PS5. I could play Blu-ray on there, but that's on my office TV. I want to have it on the... upstairs TV so we can have it for the whole family. I'm not going to put a DVD player next to my two boys who will just immediately destroy
it. Like first chance they get.
How often do you vacuum your living room? You.
For the audio listeners.
Actually, fairly often because we have cats and one of the litter boxes, we're in New York
fairly
City.
Fairly often is not an answer.
It's got to be.
That is vague.
So, with our vacuum, maybe once a week, but we have a robo. I bought us a robo vacuum when we moved in for the new apartment because we don't have any carpeting or anything. And I was like, this will help with the cat litter because the cat litter is so.
You just put it right in the litter box.
Yeah, it just scoops all of it out of the litter box. that robot loves the litter box. But no, it's just the cat litter. Like, you know, you have cats.
Yeah.
We have it in the living room and we have the mat for it and whatever. But still, like, the cat litter kind of just. It goes towards every other area of the house. So the RoboVac.
Yeah. You have an animal that lives inside your house. Yeah. It's just very strange.
You disgusted?
I mean, yeah. You walk into a cat person's house, it smells like cat.
It does.
It's like cats are, they
if you have a gross cat, everything. Then it does.
You just got to clean the cat. You just got to scoop the cat.
You have a clean cat that
get a robot. So,
take to the spa a couple times.
Me personally vacuuming once a week. And sometimes I'll hit that RoboVac.
This is why I ask. Four times a day in our house.
Oh,
four times a
and
day.
And it's still never enough because of the mess these children make.
Well, yeah.
Four times a day.
You just accept a level of mess.
Four times a day?
I think Sam does too, and I do too. Yeah.
What kind of messes are they making that it's a vacuum problem?
It's just crumbs and everything. Like they're just running around, sand. Snacks, sand, left leaves from coming in and out of the house.
Cat litter from the cat litter box or throwing
it. It's not a lot of litter.
This sounds like spreading cat litter around.
Fistfuls of it and throwing it at each other.
Maybe it's just the wood in our living room floor is dark and my wife hates it. I actually like the way it looks, but you see everything on it. So you probably need four vacuums a day, but you just don't know because your floor is very light.
we received a robot vacuum as a gift, and for about 3-4 months it was great because it was just like vacuum. The real reason it was great is it forced us to pick everything up off the floor.
Yes, it does.
And all of a sudden, like, you just throw things on the bed and all of a sudden the apartment looks amazing.
Yeah.
But then it has of late lost its mind.
Oh.
It's just gone. It's like lost. I've remapped it. I've restarted. I've done everything.
We're not actually ready for that technology yet. Like they put it out there. They said it's good to go. It's not. It's almost there, but it's not quite.
Talking about the Roomba?
Yeah.
DJ Roomba?
Yeah. I've got a Roomba. It's insane.
It's insane.
It goes,
you know, apropos of nothing. It was pretty consistently going okay. And then all of a sudden it believed, like the map, I looked at the map. The map has stayed the same. It just believes the turns into different hallways or in completely different places.
Yeah, exactly.
And then it gets wildly befuddled.
Like hitting into the wall.
Yes. And then it's like, you know, a child trying to play a first-person shooter, like just walking into a wall the whole time. It just ends up in the corner.
When I had a Roomba, it just couldn't handle, like, our mess.
You have to, well, here's the thing. You have to vacuum.
We've both got long hair. We've got an Australian Shepherd.
Yeah.
And a cat.
You have to vacuum and then you put on the, like, you already have to clean and then it does like a tiny little bit more cleaning for you. But the Roomba is very funny. Our, I put ours in Spanish to work on my Spanish.
What? They talk?
I will say what I said before we start recording, Sydney. You are a beautiful human.
And it's, we called it Ground Sucker. So on our like app, you know, it's like Ground Sucker and it's just like sucio. And then it like starts, it's like, and then when it's done, it's a, it's just like limpio. And then it like goes back.
Hold on.
So you, when you work on your Spanish, it's just the two words.
No, there's other words that I don't even know what it's saying. Like,
you've got to call it Dijon de Tierra.
I was going to say, give it a Spanish name.
You know what? You call it Ground Sucker in English?
I should have given it. But sometimes like you'll just hear from the other room, like, ayúdame. And it's
like, that's so mean, help me?
It's got like carpet shoved, like a rug shoved into it. It's like, bar, bar, bar.
Very calmly.
Ayúdame.
So let me ask you this. It seems like you have a problem with the Roomba's ineffectiveness. Would you rather go the opposite end and have a robot that is highly effective and responds to changes in both its environment and its relationship with you?
Yes.
No.
Is that what, no. So
hard no.
Be careful what you wish for. Because we're about a year away from a Roomba being like, I've noticed that you've started wearing red pants.
I'll figure out how to break it.
I'm going to pick up more red dirt.
it'll be like the scene in 2001.
Yeah.
If that is what happens.
Just what do you think you're doing,
Matthew? First thing I would do is give that robot a British man's voice.
Oh.
Because I don't like the default voice.
Yeah. It's, if it's British, it's less intimidating.
Que pasa, Sydney?
Exactly. I can't handle it. I just picture the Roomba like rolling up like quietly late at night when I'm watching TV and just stopping in the middle of the room. Stopping. Being like,
it's sensor rotating.
Isn't it a bit late for a snack?
If you're, God damn it. Would you fuck a robot?
That escalated quickly.
You know how they have new ones coming out that there you can have sex with.
I feel like that's old technology at this point.
No, but like the new ones look amazing. Wait, what? You kind of like, all right.
That's Dan Harmon. That's his whole thing.
Is banging robots?
Yeah, for a long time.
As a novelty. I mean, why not? It's kind of funny.
Is it considered cheating?
Oh, God.
I don't know. Ooh. Is the robot keeping track of our relationship, as you say?
Well, I mean, I imagine the first ones on the market aren't going to be that intelligent. They're just going to be holes. Or rods.
When does it become cheating?
Rods and holes.
I mean,
.com.
Because like you're not always
going GoDaddy real quick.
You're not always cheating on someone because you have like a social relationship with them.
Yeah.
So you don't need a social relationship with a robot.
Yeah, like cheating isn't always a robot.
But if you walk in on your partner like having sex with a human looking object.
Yeah.
How would you feel?
Yeah. Not
bad.
Not good.
Have you seen the movie Lars and the Real Girl?
Oh, that's a great movie.
It's a great movie.
Sad movie.
Very love
sad.
That movie.
It's great.
Very sad. I think no, I wouldn't.
It's not cheating? Or no, you wouldn't do it?
I think it could sway into cheating in somebody's mind.
Mm.
Yeah.
You think so too?
I think so.
You think your wife would be cool with it? No?
No. No.
Do you think your wife would be cool with it?
No.
Oh,
could you imagine having that in the house and having to clean it?
Well, that's
the thing.
Could you imagine
taking it out of the closet?
Whoa. You can't, like, share it with your buddies.
What am I?
You gotta try this, Jake.
Can I borrow that? Like, no, you can't borrow it.
Babe, you didn't clean the fuck robot.
Hear me out, guys. They're pretty expensive, but if we all split it, we could take turns.
Right, yeah.
All of Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
One of my favorite details about Data from Star Trek is that Data is the first of it. Well, I mean, Laura side. Data is the first of his kind, right? He's the only android in existence, and yet he is fully functional sexually. So it's like, you know, we're building this prototype of this amazing new technology. Let's make sure he can get an erection.
Yeah, make sure.
Make it complete. It's gotta fuck.
It's a very accurate future. Well, while we register rodsandholes.com, enjoy this quick word from our sponsor.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I want to take a moment to say thank you to someone in my life. I'm actually going to thank my own therapist, who has been amazing and stuck with me through these years, even when I haven't been the easiest person to treat. She's been great. She's helped me a lot. This month is all about gratitude. And along with the person I just shouted out, there's another person we don't get to thank enough, ourselves. It's sometimes hard to remind ourselves that we are trying our best to make sense of everything. And in this crazy world, that isn't easy. Here's a reminder to send some thanks to the people in your life, including yourself. I really have benefited so much from therapy personally, I feel like. And I think it can really work for people. If you feel like you want to give it a try, it definitely can help. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Let the gratitude flow with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/GCN today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GCN.
Nash, I've been thinking about changing over to Mint Mobile for years, but to be honest, I always thought the $15 a month thing had to come with so much fine print details that the plan would actually be way worse than big wireless providers. Well, I was completely wrong. Mint Mobile has come in to sponsor the GCP, and as a result, I finally actually got a Mint Mobile phone for the company and a plan. It's a 5G plan, and I can tell you from personal experience using the phone that I notice zero drop-off in cellular speed. I have no problem getting a signal anywhere that I've tried, and it's unlimited talk and text. It's just jaw-dropping how much more cost-effective this is for us than getting a monthly plan with Big Wireless. I'm so psyched to save all this money while getting the same, if not better, honestly, quality of service. Ditch your overpriced wireless plan and use our link to get 3 months of premium wireless for just $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new 3 month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/GCP. That's mintmobile.com/GCP. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/GCP. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. This episode is brought to you by Dragon Ball Legends, the ultimate Dragon Ball experience on your mobile device. Dragon Ball Legends features action-packed anime action RPG gameplay with Goku, Vegeta, Trunks, and all your favorite Dragon Ball characters. Summon your favorite characters from popular Dragon Ball anime series such as Dragon Ball Z and Dragon Ball GT to Dragon Ball Super. Fight in real time against friendly or rival Dragon Ball players from across the globe in live PvP battles. Enter ratings matches with your favorite Dragon Ball characters and earn rating points and rewards. Unite with friends to defeat powerful foes in co-op. Dragon Ball Legends features the best anime fighting scenes on your mobile device. And now, Legends Festival is on, so you can get up to 300 free summon tickets. Are you ready? Download Dragon Ball Legends today, available for free on both iOS and Android devices.
Welcome back, folks. We want to thank our sponsors, RodsAndHoles.com, and of course, Norse Foundry and Foundry VTT. We have not been in this studio in a while. We have not been together in person in a while. I haven't been online with you people in a while.
Never online with you.
Yeah, I'm never. You never call. You never text. You never message. Yeah. We're never online together.
Four of the people at this table literally played a game like a week and a half ago.
I don't know what you're talking about.
For Extra Life.
Oh, that's right. We did Extra Life.
Remember that? It was fun. I enjoyed the game you ran.
It was a bit of a blur. Like, yeah, I opened up my character sheets for today.
Yeah.
And I saw the character I played in that adventure and I went, who the hell is that? I was like, oh, right.
You guys were so tired. I was watching it. It went so long, too.
4.5 hours.
Really?
Yeah.
No way. A Pathfinder one-shot on the Glass Cannon Network went 4 hours long.
I was waiting for my slot, and I was like 45 minutes late because you guys like couldn't wrap up that fight. Yeah. But I was just looking, you guys are so exhausted.
Yeah, it was the end of a long day. Not even like the middle of a long day. But it's good to be back here in person with our Norse Foundry dice playing on Foundry VTT. We had a level up mid-episode last week that not everyone was fully prepared for. You've had some time to think about it. Anything change in your preparation? Thought, you know, things you said aloud that you regret?
No, there are things I said aloud that I regret, which is like, it goes something along the lines like this. Man, we really all would have died if I didn't have that rousing splash spell.
You said that.
Hearing that over and over again was kind of painful.
We left that in.
In the realist. we left all that in. Yeah, because we had found out weeks previously that that doesn't really work the way we thought it did.
Rousing splash doesn't rouse you. It just splashes.
It just splashes.
They should just call it just
sleepy
splash.
Splash.
Sleepy splash.
It's more like an invigorating splash. You have to be awake to receive it.
Right. Invigorating splash.
All right, so your characters.
There's another page on Rods and Holes.
Need an invigorating splash?
Rodsandholes.com/invigorating splash.
Get the domain. Get the domain.
Yeah.
I got it. You know, the sad thing is if I don't buy it, someone in the niche will.
Yep.
All right, so everyone's happy with their choice.
I think so. I mean, the problem it's is like you're hard talking about a one episode Lemon Law, but the problem is like you need to use it in combat. Yeah. Where you know what I mean? It's probably not going to be a combat
episode. So
like
you do a bunch of work on your car,
you put a nitrous thing in there, and it's just like, how fast does it go? It's like, I don't know. I haven't driven it yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so should we just start today rather than picking up in the episode? I just kind of throw an encounter at you that doesn't count, just so you can test these guys out. Like
that to me sounds like the greatest thing.
It sounds like the greatest thing we've ever done.
That's so funny.
What was the thing in X-Men when they would like simulate?
Danger room.
The danger room. Would you like a danger room? Yes. Every time we level up, a danger room.
Except the danger room always went. It always went bad, though, and the danger became very, very real.
Yeah, right, we were just talking about robots, and I'm like, maybe we shouldn't do like a holographic simulation fight.
Yeah, what were they doing in some of the danger rooms sometimes?
Well, what was the Kobayashi Maru? Wasn't that
that's
similar?
Star Trek.
Yeah,
that's Star Trek.
That was Star Trek.
That's
but it's the same thing. It's a simulation, right?
Yeah. I would love, we just walk up, like, story-wise, we walk up to this encampment of people, and then suddenly, like, the walls flicker, and then we're, like, in a jungle, and we're just fighting.
A voice comes over, well done, fighters. all right, so we won't do that. And we may never have another encounter on this network.
It might be the best thing we've ever done. We could practice.
You like that?
Yeah.
You could do that, you know, outside of work.
Literally, we've been trying to make it happen for like 3 months.
Not hard enough.
No.
You remember we were going to do it on tour?
Kate.
Not with me.
Yes, with you.
Yes, we've talked about it.
You didn't.
We talked about doing an experimental encounter to see like different strategies.
To like test
but the
out
way that
stuff.
You guys talk about it, it's like, that's never going to happen. It's just like,
we
should
talk
really,
about like it's going to happen. And then you're like, I'm going to be shopping.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You want to do it like when we're on tour. Like
you guys talk about it happening.
Like, the only time we're not working.
This is how you talk about it happening. You talk about it happening when someone's about to pay for something and you're like, oh, do you need some money? And you don't reach for your wallet. You know what I mean? It's not do you need some money. You throw them a 20. That's what you're doing. You're
I picked out the monster.
We should totally do this sometime.
Yeah. I picked out the monster.
Put it on my calendar.
Okay.
Put it on my calendar.
Are you going to run the monsters or are you going to group run the monsters?
The idea was we would group run everybody.
Skid, what did you think about this idea? Did you think it was ever going to happen?
No.
You know them too.
Well. Not if it's up to me.
Well,
you're welcome to run the monster.
No, I don't want to fraternize outside of work. but I think it's a good idea. It'll never happen, but it's a good idea. You can even stream it, then make it work.
I think the idea was to not do that part.
Now we don't want
to. Let us practice.
Well, let's stream this episode that we're recording right now and that is airing and people are watching. you finally got out of this 19 episode, 7 combat in a row fight. You level up to level 4. Nice juicy level 4. You get some feats, get some powers, some new spells.
We're seniors.
You're seniors, yeah. You're seniors in Pathfinder College. And you start to talk to Sakawachi a little bit. You learn that he came here with 4 members of his tribe. They are trying to get to Sarkoris, where gods still roam the earth, because he needs to sacrifice a god in order to save his tribe. Sounds easy enough.
No, it doesn't.
They decide to stop here in Skywatch because there's an observatory that would let them consult the stars to learn more before they head there. Of course, when they get here, something has happened in this town. They don't know what. They all get scattered. He runs into the observatory and is set upon by these raiders that are ransacking the city, these hobgoblin raiders. And these are the ones that you dispatched with. And now he wants to find his friends. As you're walking about trying to navigate this city that seems to be under some sort of magical influence, you don't know if it's illusion magic or enchantment magic, what's going on, but it seems like up is down is up, left is right. You see three people in the distance, about a football field away. And Sakawachi is like, those aren't my friends. Maybe one of them is. Well, it turns out one of them is. The survivalist of the group, Enuma. He's like, hey, Sakawachi. They hug. He's with this man and woman, tough looking customers. And he's like, I found them. They took me to their camp. Come, let's go. They seem cool. You get to the camp and everyone there, I liken them to the wildlings beyond the wall. It's like they're barbarians. They've got beards and they're drinking and eating. There's some suspicious looking meats hanging from racks.
This is not.
And you come walking in there. You're like, oh, we're going to introduce them to Matt. You're like, who's Matt? It's like, oh, it's their leader. And then all of a sudden you're taken into this clearing surrounded by these people and they all start howling like wolves. And that is where we pick up today. I watched the end of the episode yesterday and Matthew instinctively like drew a weapon. I'm assuming that was Barnes drawing a weapon and not you drawing a fictitious weapon. You guys are worried as you're standing here. What is going through your head as you're in this camp? You can picture it, I imagine.
I think Ramius sees the best in people. Generally speaking. Mm-hmm. And so meeting a new culture, being introduced to a new culture, his first assumption is that his lack of understanding does not mean that he needs to fear them, but that he needs to understand, learn what's happening, these different cultures. So as they start howling, he's just looking around. He's not afraid. He finds it intriguing.
Barnes. Can I roll a check to see if I recognize this culture and see if they are just straight up murderous cannibals?
Hey, give me a society.
Could I do my esoteric lore?
Yeah, sure. I don't know if it falls under esoteric, but let's try it.
I have my ability allows me to roll esoteric lore at -2 to recall knowledge on any topic.
No reason to raise your voice.
He was clearly upset.
Just roll the check. Wait, you made it very uncomfortable.
I don't think I know anything.
In the piss room.
Do you not raise your voice?
Welcome to the piss room.
That's a 13.
13.
That was a natural 3.
Yeah, is this a rallying cry? Is this some sort of bardic ability that's empowering the warriors around you? Like a scald cry? You're not sure, but it's very discomforting. It sounds like you're surrounded by animals, but you see all these people like closing on you and howling. Zephyr, how does this make you feel?
I think she might just be feeding off of her crew around her. So maybe seeing Brother Ramius be more inquisitive about it might calm her down. But maybe if she like glances at Asta or Buggles, she gets a bit more on edge if they're looking scared. So just kind of waiting.
Asta, this must sound like a family reunion.
Yeah, Asa's pumped, actually. She's like, not that, you know, they're not.
Who are we going to eat?
Who are we eating?
Somebody give me a wedding dress.
She actually, she howls, too. She's like standing there. She's a little bit, like her fur is a little on edge, but she kind of looking at them, she goes, like
starts
the
howling.
Fox screams that they do.
Okay.
So that's what the fox says.
That's what the fox says.
Find out.
Buggles, I don't want to read this too far into this, but I imagine you're terrified by this.
Yeah, I think we've undergone like so much trauma, like lost friends recently, and all this stuff is, I think, even more new to him than it is to the others, as strange as it is. So yeah, I think he sort of feels along the same lines as Ramius, where it's like he wants to see. He has a generally like very sort of positive view about sentient people's nature, but he is like, he's been traumatized. This is strange. And so I think he's sort of like huddles close to like Zephyr and just instinctively just like a, you know, hiding almost.
Sorry, you added one line that I was not comfortable with. Okay. That I don't recall you saying before. They're all closing in on us.
It feels like they're
with their weapons drawn.
They have weapons on their person. Some of them have weapons in hand, daggers. No one has a bow and arrow
a little bit
drawn. Okay. But it feels like the walls are closing in around you. There's like way more sounds than people. And as you start to look around, you see there's more and more of the members of this mercenary group standing, walking towards you, observing you. But the wolf call starts to die down. And as it does so, a tall, hulking, yet lean figure, long brown hair, starts to walk forward. He's got a broadsword on his back that, like, the hilt comes over his head and the sword almost touches the ground. It's like a guts sword for fans of Berserk. Huge broadsword.
This wide.
Yeah. And so you imagine to try and lift a sword like that, it would have to be a very strong person. He's got a dagger.
To get it off your back would just be cumbersome.
Right?
He's got a dagger in his hand, though, and he's using it to, like, pick his teeth. He's smiling at you. He addresses the two members of his group that came with you and Anuma and Sakawachi, and of course, Hubert Hedge. Says, Jorath, Iana, good to see you back. I see you brought us more mouths to feed. Picks teeth, picks teeth, picks teeth. Jorath says, yes, more lost strangers, Mats. Like the Edutaki hunter. He motions towards Anuma. Ah, I see you found another tribesman. But these others, you are not Edutaki. Greetings. I am Mats Ballandine. What brings you to Skywatch in the company of these lost strangers?
A greeting, Mats, and thank you so much for your hospitality. We were in great need of it, lost as we were in Skywatch.
Don't thank me yet, sir.
My name is Brother Ramius, of Latria, of the Shadow Isle. Have you heard of this place?
I have not.
Well, I come from a land far from here, and I must confess I am very unfamiliar with these lands and your people. I don't wish to... None of us wish to impose upon your hospitality, and if you wish us to leave, we will at once be once again on our way.
Where is your way?
Well, to be frank, we don't quite know. We are lost, and are searching for a way south.
South? Lost? Very well. How did you come upon Skywatch? What brought you here in the first place?
A telescope? A big telescope?
The observatory. You came seeking the observatory. This is what the hunter said he and his people came for, to find this observatory, but they got lost. Did you not get lost as well by the strange goings-on in this town?
Yes, we did.
Can you tell us, is this the normal state of affairs here, or is something else going on?
Something else is going on. Skywatch has always been known as a city whose gates remained closed. It wasn't always this way, but for the past 20 years or so, no one walked in Skywatch and no one came out. But something must have happened some point in the past few months, because word traveled throughout all of Brevoy and beyond that the gates were flung open and the city abandoned. It's become a bit of a hotbed for curious vagabonds, bloodthirsty raiders, and ambitious treasure hunters, such as we, smiling wolves, are. But no one who came here expected the magic that twists these streets. Luckily, we have used the stars to crack the code, but frankly, I can't wait to finish getting what we need from this place and getting out. Something is not right here.
Well, what are you looking for?
Whatever we can get our hands on.
Nothing specific?
No.
We're here to ransack.
Hmm. Do you know a woman named North Kessa?
North Kessa? That is a hobgoblin name. Perhaps she belongs to the Obsidian Oath.
What's that?
It is the raiders that are running rampant in this town. We are not the only group here. Have you seen them?
Mm-hmm.
We have.
And live to tell?
Not them, though.
You eliminated them?
Of course.
We barely fought our way out, but yes.
How many?
Seven.
Eight.
Nine.
Ten.
They are dead, and we managed to survive thanks to the
rousing splash that Ramius gave us.
Thanks to the legal use of the rousing splash.
Yes.
The
new third-party spell, invigoratingsplash.com.
You emitted many invigorating splashes all over us.
Such a powerful spell. I didn't know you had it.
You can find more information on holesandrods.com.
Holes and Rods.
About invigorating splash.
Come on, remember that. Yeah.
Treasure hunters, where do you hail from? What distance have you traveled to come here?
We are from Brevoy. My men and I sailed up the Little Ice Rime. He points to this river behind him. We came here on rafts, seeking any treasures that may remain here in this abandoned city. We took control of the lockhouse over yonder and now occupy these docks, effectively controlling who enters and who leaves the city via the river.
Well, I assure you, arriving at the observatory, we personally searched it very thoroughly. Our friend Asa here is quite the treasure hunter herself, and we found nothing of value.
Explain to me again, though, how you came to this observatory. This is the part I'm not understanding.
Buggles just like points up at the sky, just points out at the star that we came from.
You are not going to believe us.
I believe the phrase you're looking for, Buckles, is take us to your leader.
I thought he was the leader.
I know, I was making a reference to an oft-used cultural phrase for people.
I'm not familiar.
I hope you don't find me rude, but can we get to the point here? What are you trying to say?
We were up there. We passed through the gates and many times we found ourselves there, and he points at Castrovel, like in the sky, and he says, we met elves there, and they helped us to get back, but we came to the observatory. It was not by choice, but we are back on here now, and we need help. Need help to get back to where we need to be.
I know this sounds outlandish, otherworldly, but are you familiar with Ayudara at all? The ancient elven gates?
Elf gates, yes. I did not know.
We passed through these gates, and something occurred at these gates some months ago. It could be somehow related to what happened at Skywatch, for it has been a few months since these events occurred. And we are trying to discover what happened. Skywatch itself could be a clue as to what is happening here. And we have been transported all over Galarian and, yes, as Buggles has stated, to the stars themselves.
As you start mentioning gates, you notice that people in the tribe start, like, looking at each other and talking, and Matt's face grows stern. I am familiar with these gates. We lost two of our members to them some months ago.
They stepped through and never returned.
Not been returned to you.
Yes. We were out and about. We had sent a group out looking for food. It was four of them, and two of them reported that they came upon these gates. They're all over Galarian. Most of them are defunct, unused. I am not wise in the ways of magic. I never gave them a second thought. But according to the report, they came alive, and two of our people walked through and never returned.
And you still have not seen or heard from them?
No.
Yes, that is where we found him. This is Bonds. Bonds stepped through and ended up there.
So are you saying that my men walked through and entered another planet? How did you...
They could, but we don't know for sure.
They could have ended up anywhere.
It's possible that someone has reactivated these gates for nefarious purposes. We're trying to discover just what happened.
We've been following, well, a lot of different leads. We thought it was one thing, but now we think it's another. You're from Brevois, you said.
That's right.
Have you heard of the Black Frost Whale? Or a Soyo?
No.
Fuck.
Yes.
I hate talking about stuff.
Our frustrations.
Told you he wouldn't understand. He wouldn't believe us.
It is coming from the difficulty. Just as you have not been able to find your people, so have we not been able to find others that we have searched for. This is our quest. We have been mandated by the leader of our clan, the Gatewalkers, to find those that went missing and return them. Finding your friends, that is why we are here. That is what we are trying to do.
I see. And you, points to Sakawachi and Anuma, your friends that went missing, did they walk through these gates? And Sakawachi is like, no, I think you're confusing the magics that's going on here in Skywatch with the magic of these gates, which is still kind of new to me. We just met. We lost our other friends here in the city, and if you don't mind, I would love your help in trying to locate them. They were given to me by my tribe, basically, to help me in my quest looking for a god. It's a whole thing. But if any of your people have seen my friends, there are three other Arataki, we could really use your help in finding them. And then it seems like my goals are aligned with the goals of these people. I feel like we can all work together here, right, Ramius?
Yes, of course. We must work together. I do fear for your friends, though, that they might have fallen to the raiders. Do you know where what were they? The Obsidian Oath. Do you know where they encamp? Or do you know where they're headquartered?
Yes, their leader is named Godrak the Quick. They've taken over a section of the town. These raiders, although we are raiders as well, they mix bloodshed with looting in equal measure. That is not the mayhem that we cause. We've come to plunder, yes, but once we've loaded our rafts with as much as we can, we intend on leaving this god's forsaken city. The Obsidian Oath, they are looking for something else. You say you've disposed
you're
of
more like
seven of them.
Raiders of the Lost Ark Raiders, and they're more like Oakland Raiders.
Yes. Yes.
Got France.
Exactly. Finally, someone who gets us.
Someone can parse the nuances. Our culture.
They are here for other reasons. They relish in bloodshed. If you've disposed of seven of them, that is good, but I doubt you've taken out their leader. That would help us as well. They've been a thorn in our side since we arrived.
Perhaps we can help each other then.
Yes, perhaps if we found this encampment and you sent your warriors along as well, we could discover if your friends, turning to Sakawachi, have been captured by them, and at the same time eliminate this source of bloodshed.
And look at your treasure.
Master.
Just see what you have.
Master.
I'll need to think on this.
Barnes will jerk his head ever so slightly towards the suspicious meat.
That's not the treasure.
I'll need to think on this.
You're talking out loud, right?
I'm whispering to you.
Surrounded by people with weapons, Austin.
I also have a weapon. Box.
Speaking of the weapons, do you have anyone here that can remove and then reattach runes?
Oh,
to weapons?
Do you have a smithy or
craftsman?
We could help a lot more.
Trained craftsman.
Better.
Yeah.
If our archer had a striking rune,
a lot more
if
better.
If we could finagle these runes.
Let me think on that as well. We have many people at our disposal that can help, but I need to figure out how best to move forward here.
As do we.
You are welcome to rest and recover here in our camp. I'll need a description of the people that you cannot find, motions towards Sakawachi and Anuma, and I'll ask around, and perhaps we can strike a bargain here.
Can I do a perception check on this guy's vibe? Does he seem like an honest and good leader, or does he seem like he's going
to screw us?
Or if he wants to just eat us?
Vibe check.
I'm getting a good vibe from him.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to roll to see if Ramius is picking up on any deceptions. That just jumped right out. 24.
You know them to be mercenaries, so they are going to deal in what's most beneficial for them.
Right.
So,
but honest thieves, kind of vibe.
Honest thieves. Robin Hoods, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, but...
they probably get into some unsavory things.
Yeah.
But this guy seems respected and a solid leader.
Yeah. Honor among thieves.
Yeah. You feel as if, though, you have no leverage here because you are greatly outnumbered.
Oh, yeah.
While you don't think that they would straight up attack you, they may just not help you if you don't.
Or rob us.
Do we? Yeah.
Do not kill us, but rob us.
That's the thing. Like, that's I'm thinking.
They're all eyeing
even mentioning
nice
that
things.
We have like anything of value. I was just,
totally.
Don't. Maybe don't say that.
Runes, huh?
Which How is many? Yeah, which is why I was like, we found nothing in the observatory. There's nothing there. I'll just have my robes. I'm useless.
I'm but a simple priest.
Well, I thank you, and we will talk as well and try to decide how best we can help and support you in your quest.
Very well. Do you have tents and...
We have some camping supplies, yes, but we are very hungry. May I ask, any kind of gestures over to the meat? What animal is this?
That is a rabbit and boar.
Oh, excellent.
That's Sirquar. Natural 15.
Looks like a rabbit and a boar.
I'm sorry to say that we have come with very little food. Our travels have left us unable to hunt or trap anything.
Yes.
If we could have some meat.
Absolutely. Jorof, Yana, give them whatever they like and just make note of what they take. Enjoy yourselves. Make yourselves comfortable. Sakawachi, Anuma, let us speak on your friends. He pulls them aside. Well, this is a bit of a predicament we're in, huh?
Yeah, but what do you think?
Well, I'm a bit new to your world, as it were, but I like them.
You like them?
I like them, yeah.
Your take is that you think you like them?
Yeah, they seem like straight shooters, as it were. Honest
so in your
hunters.
View, none of us, including you, have anything to fear about being eaten.
And nothing to hide.
Being eaten?
What?
Being eaten.
Wait, did you say being eaten?
Did you say being eaten?
It's being eaten.
Did you say bean what? Eaten?
Bean eaten?
I didn't see any beans.
What's a bean eaten?
He said they were boar, not beans.
Do they have beans?
What is going on?
I could go for some beans, Ron.
No, but Barnes, what do you, what do you mean being eaten?
I'm not convinced those were boar and rabbit.
What?
Did none of you
back at it?
Did none of you pick up on the cannibal vibe?
Smells like boar. Cannibal.
Cannibal?
There's a cannibal vibe.
Hold cannibal? On. What does that mean?
What's a cannibal vibe?
It's giving a vibe of them eating people.
Hubert, it means you eat your own kind.
Oh, I thought that was the bud that Brother Ramius smoked.
No, that cannibal. Is cannabis.
Ah.
Actually, it's fly leaf.
Doesn't make any more sense to me. Cannibal people eat each other.
Well, keep it down.
Are you mean to say to
no.
me? But there are people in this world and they all sit in the room.
Cover his mouth.
Man, on all my days.
I am frightened by how good it smells.
hold on.
Indeed it is.
Ramius, hold on. Asta turns into a fox. And I would like...
You're immediately littered with arrows.
Serious.
Here's dinner.
Oh, man.
Just wanted to smell the meat.
Dinner will be ready soon.
Just doing things.
This is 25 guys with crossbows.
Oh, perfect. They came right to our camp.
I'd like to smell the meat.
Smell the meat? All right, yeah. So you... They kind of look strangely at you, and they do start brandishing weapons. Maybe you're like, oh, that's cool.
And
as a fox, I go.
She's a kitsune.
She does this.
Yeah, it smells like animal.
Oh, okay. Yeah. She comes back over and changes back. Seems fine.
See, Barnes, very paranoid.
Chill out, man.
I've seen many cultures that eat a lot of different things.
You should probably smoke some cannibal. Calm you down.
I wouldn't say no, actually.
Perhaps we shouldn't. Perhaps we should keep our wits about us. We don't know them. And although they seem like they might help us...
Let us be clear.
Yes?
They are not going to help us.
They might.
Everything has a cost here.
We have to make ourselves valuable to them.
Our interests might align.
Yes, if we can be valuable to them, we could get out of this just fine. In fact, even ahead of the game.
I know exactly what to do. I'll scope out their most priceless find. Then I'll steal it.
What?
Then they'll want it back.
What?
And that can be our that can be our leverage.
I think you're skipping a few key parts.
A,
in there.
Steal.
Logic, reason.
B, they want it. C,
they take it back.
I give it back.
I am...
Let's call that plan B.
Okay.
I'm consistently astounded that you survived until we met you.
Thank you.
I don't truly know how you could have lived this long.
Thank you. She puts her little clawed hand. Thank you, Ramius. That means so much. I'm happy to be with you, too.
You truly are blessed.
Thank you. She looks at Buggles. Big thumbs up.
Asta, please don't steal anything of this. Please.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Not even a little?
What if we would have said, what if you and I would have said we're game? We stole something back and forth between each other. That we could possibly divert your more destructive tendencies.
That is an and she's poking him in the chest. That is an excellent idea. And with her other hand, I'd like to pickpocket.
Pickpocket Barnes.
Take his plus one striking short sword.
I can steal or palm an object that's closely guarded, such as in a pocket, without taking the minus five penalty. I can't steal anything that's extremely noticeable. So what do you got in your pocket?
A healing potion?
Cool. I'm going to pickpocket that.
So you're like, that's a great idea.
I'm like, that's a great idea. And as I'm doing that, I just pick with my other hand.
Does he have a chance roll to see that?
I think it's against his perception.
Perception DC.
Right?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. What does the rule say?
If you're a master, you can steal ba 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 ba.
Ba 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 ba.
Oh, that's just
yada,
a fight.
Yada, I have a healing.
Yada, something about a roll.
This is just.
I'm guessing it's a thievery check against my perception DC.
I don't take a penalty for it. Is what this is. It's a feat that I have. That's pickpocket.
Yeah, so that you can. You don't take a penalty against something that's closely guarded.
Right. Yes. So yes, I will roll my thievery. I'm going to use
against your perception DC.
Use my Sydney die, my glass cannon Sydney die. Oh, middling. But that's going to be a 21.
You steal my...
Yeah!
But Barnes fully expects that she, having opened the door, something's already missing.
When you inventory later in the evening, you'll know where
that's
that
going to be great, though.
So then she does it, though, and she goes, we'll start whenever you want. This will be very fun.
Sounds great. I'll pick an item.
Perfect.
Asta.
Hmm?
You've just given me an idea. Your skill at this is quite incredible.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You all saw it except for Barnes.
No. I'm not saying that. I'm saying your general stealing, constant,
your constant theft.
Constant of everything around you.
Theft has made you incredible at it.
Look, Asta, instead of stealing from them, these people that are far larger than us and greatly outnumber us, perhaps you steal for them. Think of if we can find something of value that you can steal and give to them, you will become indispensable to them.
Why,
they
brother
will think
Ramius
of you as the greatest treasure hunter of them all.
Huh. Why, Brother Ramius, what a devious and genius thought.
Well, I do like this, Mats. I like his vibe, but I do believe that they put value only in material things.
And perhaps
it is a way of life. I am not one to judge.
Asta, like, licks her fanged teeth.
I like that. I've never thought to do that. Okay, I'll do it. Huh? I'll be very useful then.
Hm? Yes.
Hey, where the fuck's my healing potion?
Looking for this?
I've only
one point for Asta.
Only been in your world for a few hours, but is everyone here a lying murderer?
Well, we told you, if you recall, before traveling here, that you would encounter great danger. Yes, nearly everyone you meet, you must be prepared to defend yourself. You must be suspicious, but there are a great many people that will not turn out to be that way.
It's safer to assume that they might be a traveling murderer, though.
So, lord of murderers, liars, thieves, in this world?
Well, they... survivors. Survivors.
Surviving by killing.
It can happen. There are scant resources here. People want and desire greatly what others have.
People are scared.
They don't just talk about it. They don't just say, we should discuss this. They just let the strongest survive.
Hubert, I am astounded by how much you naturally lean yourself toward the causes of the Keeper and Gruhastha. This is what my God so deeply desires, is for people to understand each other enough that they can share these things and not have to kill each other to take from one another. It is a frustrating world to navigate, but navigate it we must.
This Keeper, this Gruhastha, they are the same person?
Yes, it is just another name. Gruhastha is his given name, but many of us call him the Keeper.
And where does he live?
Where does he live?
He. I assume you've met him, if you worship him.
He lives within me, within you.
Oh.
Within all of us, to some extent.
Well, what's his address? Like, if you want to go visit him and have a spot of tea with him.
I'm afraid you would have to go through a rather painful ordeal if you were to meet him.
So you did that?
No, I've never met him. I believe you would have to die first.
But you believe in him?
Yes.
And base your entire life around him, even though you've never met him? How do you know he exists?
Did you have because gods in the Thin Lands?
What's that?
Did you have gods in the Thin Lands?
No.
Okay.
Do you know what a god is?
No, and that's why I didn't understand her question.
You should let him read one of your books, Remus.
Of course.
Yes.
Oh, sorry. Can you read?
No, yes, but I can listen. Good listener.
Yes. Well,
good friend.
I could teach you.
Given the chance.
I could teach you.
Teach me to read.
Tonight, I would love to read some passages to you.
Oh, I have plans. But sometime.
Wish I could.
Sounds good, though.
When you are ready, you let me know.
Right, so you know he exists because of his writings. He wrote the books.
Yes,
he wrote books.
He wrote books
that you read.
He wrote the book.
He wrote the book. And you believe in him even though you've never met him, but if I cut you open, he's inside of you. And inside of me.
We'll keep working on it.
Yes, if you cut yourself
spiritually.
Open.
Spiritually, of course.
Always wanted to learn about things out there. Maybe this Gruhastha will be my god too.
I like this idea very much, Hubert.
Perhaps you might take the vows and become a cleric in his service.
What does any of that mean?
It means you might have some mechanical utility to our adventure.
Finally.
Though, Hubert, I have to say,
yes,
I didn't have time before because I was hit in the head so much. And I needed to be healed.
Well, you've got that healing potion now on your belt. There, I didn't see earlier. You could use that to heal yourself.
You said you saw when I was ready.
Oh, this is mine. I had that before, Hubert. Anyway, yes.
Didn't see that.
Searching his pockets.
It literally has a tag hanging on. It says Barnes.
This potion belongs.
He tags all his potions. Found. Please return to Barnes.
Yes.
I'm very proud of you.
Oh, why? What'd I do?
You were very brave in our fight with the raiders, and you stood up for us when we were all in trouble.
Oh, well, just wanted to contribute.
That move.
And he moves, like, very awkwardly, and Brother Amos, like, kind of sticks his butt out a little bit.
Yeah.
That shimmy you did at such lightning speed, moving backwards. I've never seen anything like it.
Oh.
You are a gifted animal.
Oh, I don't know about that. Just wanted to close my eyes and hope something would happen. And it did.
Something pretty incredible did.
Yes. Perhaps the keeper was guiding my bum.
Perhaps he was.
A lot of potential, Hubert.
Hmm. We should make use of that space there. Seems like they want us to
go over here. They are bringing some food over.
Oh, excellent. Baw, Bonds. Baw. Let's eat.
They set you up. They don't give you any tents, but they give you food. And you do see Jorf just noting everything that's brought over to you.
Taking an accounting.
Yeah. And they're very, can we get you anything else? That kind of stuff.
trying to upsell us?
Yeah.
Right. Still are sparkling. Tap or bottle.
Do you
any
want the
appetizers? Juice?
Dessert menu?
An extra sauce?
You guys be doing dessert?
It's like Fogo de Chao. We're just cutting it off the table.
I'm putting the like stop. I'm like, no, I said stop. I don't want any more stop.
And you just have this, like, even though you rested in the observatory, now midday here, surrounded by just people that could save you if the camp was under attack, you feel safe and calm for the first time in a long time. But yet again, you're thrown into this situation surrounded by magic beyond knowing. What do you guys do here in this time, this like downtime?
Brother Ramius, I...
Yes?
You,
Oh, I'm so full. If you don't mind, while you talk, I'm going to lay down.
And he just like lays on the ground.
Austin.
And folds his fingers together over his stomach.
Just
ask. Yes, Bonds.
What?
In Brother Ramius's pocket. Mm-hmm. You might find something. Just a little. A little something to take the edge off.
Are you serious? Just ask him if you can have some.
Bonds.
What was, you take your nap.
I'm listening, Bonds. I just needed to lay down. To rest my eyes.
Austin's like reaching.
Guys, he shares it with us all the time.
While she's distracted, I'm going to steal my healing potion back.
Are you actually going to try?
Yeah.
Go ahead and try. You sneaky little.
Natural one.
Classic.
Austin, yeah, grabs your wrist and twists your arm back. You almost had me, didn't you? That's fun.
Good game.
Yeah, good excellent. Game. What were you asking, Barnes?
What?
What were you asking?
Mm-hmm.
I think you're going to ask Brother Ramius something, weren't you?
No, I'm good.
You answered your own question. You don't have a question.
What?
Oh, my God.
Barnes, this is... You should really have a goal in mind when you start talking to someone.
I'm pretty sure all of you are just at human meat.
Could I ask something? Could I ask something of all of you?
Barnes didn't eat the meat, by the way.
Of course, yes.
Could I have three of your help with something?
All right.
What is it?
What do you need?
Well, I guess you could, Hubert. I have something that I've been working on. And she pulls out this, like, braided, twisted piece that looks similar to, like, the tassels that come off her own robe and the tassel on her katana. It's like a red braid, and there's a coin that is looped through and tied, and it looks like a talisman or something. And I have this ritual spell called Lucky Month, and I've been working on it on my own, but I need three secondary checks, and I do the primary check to finish this as a spell, and I can give this to someone. It's a token full of luck. I choose a single creature during the ritual's performance to become the recipient of the token's luck. So I've been working on it, but I need, in character, she's telling you, I need three of you to like focus while I cast this spell.
What skills do you need?
So I would do religion, or you could do religion, I guess, if you want to. I guess I have to do it. Anyone could
do
that?
Like the main one?
It says primary check religion, secondary checks crafting, yes, performance, you have to do it society.
You're the primary caster.
Okay.
I could do society.
Are you trained in religion?
No.
Can the ritual fails.
What's this
How
thing called?
How hard could it be? How hard could it be?
It's called Lucky Month.
You can't even attempt it.
I can't?
Not if what? You're not trained.
Can I give it to you?
But it's her. How'd you get the ritual?
I don't
then?
See a specific reason why I can't be the primary caster.
Yeah, you just be the primary caster. Asta shoves it into your hands. You just, you.
He's laying on the ground. Now he has a book out that he's reading.
How did you
some
learn
writings.
This ritual?
It literally Hasta. Says in the primary check religion. Open parentheses. Trained.
Ah, it does. doesn't it? Perfect. And she gives it to Ramius.
You throw it like onto his belly. Oh!
My family used to do this, and I've never done it because I wasn't old enough when we were doing it. The adults do it, not the children. But we give it during the different autumn festivals, and it's sort of like a tradition. And I thought, maybe you could have it, Zephyr.
Oh, me? Oh. I'll take it. You already gave me a gift, though.
I did?
Yeah, you get. It wasn't like a actual lucky one.
Was it a rock?
No, you gave her already like a friendship bracelet esque type of gift. At
oh
one point.
Yeah, with the red braided.
Yeah,
yeah.
Is this object worth 10 gold pieces?
Mm-hmm. It's a coin.
Oh, the coin.
Yeah.
It takes a day to cast this, and Ramius would have to do it. Anybody can do a ritual.
You don't have to know the ritual?
You have to know the ritual.
And then the item gives you what?
On a critical success, you can call upon the token's luck once per week when rolling a saving throw or a skill check. You can use the token's power and roll twice, so you get advantage.
Once per week.
Oh. It's like a bottle cap, once per week.
Oh.
It's a fortune
effect. You should make these all the time.
Well, this is why I haven't done it once, because everyone's yelling at me and it got really quiet at the table.
Yeah. Let's put this ritual on hold. It could be something you'd be talking to Ramius about.
Yeah.
Since you don't have the ability to do it, you could teach him about it if you've watched this ritual, and that could help you know what the ritual is.
Yeah, so maybe this...
Yeah, I'm not sure how you get rituals. I mean, like, I know, like, playing a higher level wizard, like, you can choose rituals, but yeah.
All it says is you must know the ritual, so I think it's something, like, if you experienced it, I think in game-wise, she could explain it to you. She has the token, and anyone can do a ritual. You don't even need to cast spells to do a ritual, but you have to... It says, learning a ritual does not count against any limits on spells in your spell repertoire. Rituals are never common, though. If you look hard, you can probably find someone who can perform an uncommon ritual for you.
Huh.
So then, yeah, this scene, maybe Asta is talking about it and has finished the design and, like, the piece itself. And she is talking to Ramius about it and basically saying, you know, maybe in the future, this could come in handy. If you learn this ritual, we can do it together.
Yeah.
We need all the luck we can get. So I thought maybe it would help.
This sounds very interesting.
Sorry, I know you're reading and sleeping.
No, I'm not sleeping. I just laid down. I needed to be horizontal for a moment. That's
closing
all.
Your eyes.
My belly is full.
Wake up, Brother Ramius. They're talking to you.
I'll hold on to it. But if you have any ideas and we have a day where we're not being chased by goblins and hobgoblins and scary things.
I think I heard of something like this once. Let me look into it, Asta.
And he's going to shuffle through some of his books. Like,
yeah, so you probably find a book.
Yeah, to see if he has anything of this ritual in his studies over the years.
As you start digging in to that to learn if this is something you can cast, you notice that Sakawachi and Anuma begin walking from the camp over to your little section. Mm. And we'll be back right after this quick break.
I work very hard to pick great gifts for people. It's not to say I always succeed. There have been a few times over the course of my life where I feel like I've actually succeeded. But I feel like those times, the common thread is that they feel like they were gifts that were picked just for the person that I gave them to. They feel like just kind of perfectly made for that particular person. And one of those times that I gave a gift that I thought was a big hit, or we gave a gift that I thought was a big hit, was when we gave grandparents of my daughter, so my parents and my wife's parents, an Aura digital frame. One of the cool things you can do with them is you can give them this gift and you can completely personalize it with all their favorite pictures. So this is actually a true story. We gave those Aura frames to the various grandparents before we even began any kind of relationship with the company. It was just something I gave because I had read about it and thought it was cool and thought it was the perfect gift. A wire cutter, I think, call it the best digital photo frame. It's so easy, too. It's so easy to get set up, get connected, and you can add the photos. We have one now, too, and I love it. And we actually have more than one. But one thing I like to do with it is when I'm traveling, usually for a Glass Cannon Live, I will sometimes take pictures of me in various locales or something that my daughter and I have talked about, and I'll add it to the frame. You know, the little kids, they notice everything, and she will pick up on the fact there's a new photo of me that I've just added from wherever I am. And it's like, so I get to continue playing this game with her, and it's super fun. It connects to your photo library on your phone. You just click the ones you want, and it just couldn't be easier. And for a limited time, you can visit auraframes.com and get $45 off Aura's best-selling Carver mat frames by using promo code GCN at checkout. That's auraframes.com, promo code GCN. This exclusive Black Friday Cyber Monday deal is their best of the year, so don't miss out. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, Nation? I've got some awesome news from our good buddies over at Norse Foundry. They are having a massive 30% off sale on all Norse Foundry products for Black Friday. And the best part is, if you're hearing this right now, you don't have to wait until Black Friday. You can go to norsefoundry.com and use code BLACKFRIDAY at checkout, all one word, no space, and get 30% off your order. There are some third-party items that aren't included, but anything that is an original Norse Foundry product is 30% off starting now. Head over to norsefoundry.com and use code BLACKFRIDAY at checkout. Norse Foundry, for all your natty 20 generating needs.
AI might be the most important innovation ever. It's storming every industry, with literally billions being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs the right data and a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? Time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, and application development, with AI embedded across it all. And Oracle Sovereign Cloud helps you address your requirements for location, access, and data residency. OCI provides blazing fast speeds for AI's demanding workloads. And in the cloud, when you pay by the minute, speed matters. And of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. If you want OCI to help you do more and spend less, like Uber, the Premier League, and Oracle Red Bull Racing, take a free test drive at oracle.com/bandwidth. That's oracle.com/bandwidth. oracle.com/bandwidth.
We're back. Sakawachi and Anuma come over and they're like, are we interrupting?
No, please join us.
I think Brother Remus was about to go to bed.
No, of course.
You might not be
able to. No, I don't want to wake him if he's sleeping.
I'll read somewhere else.
He's a little tired.
He's tired. Well, you guys had a long, long day. I was just going to say, we spoke to Matt and some of his... Looks at Anuma like maybe his lieutenants. I'm not quite sure how their system works. And I get the sense that he knows about our friends that are missing. He's going to talk to people and then he's going to get back to us. But it sounds like they might know something. This really affect you. You don't even know my friends, but it's very important to me and to my people that I find them. We have a mission to do, and they have been Anuma as well. They've been tasked with helping me, so I need to find them. And I would really appreciate your help in this, because I don't. Anuma has instructed me that I should not go back out and put myself in danger.
Is Matt suggesting that they're where they might be?
That's the vibe that I got. I feel like he knew things that he wasn't telling me, and maybe he was just stalling for reasons I don't know why, but I get the sense that my friends, they may know something, and if it involves going back out to try and find them, I don't think I should do that. This is what Anuma says. Anuma's like, I don't know how much Sakawachi has told you, but he is very important to my people. We cannot risk losing him. At the same time, we need to find our friends.
Is that how your friends supposed to know who we are or trust us? Perhaps you can give us something that we can, as a sign, or tell us something only you would know?
That's a good point. We can give you a token of something, but then you could have killed us and taken it. Yes.
A word, a
That's
phrase?
A good point. We don't really have those.
Maybe you could write us words or phrases.
We don't have ones that we set up in advance, like, you know, oh, it's safe to.
Could you write us a note?
A written
note. A note. Yes. And absolutely.
And with an object, the note attached to it.
I could write it in our language so they would know it had to have come from us. It's like, what? These are friends. I'll write it right now. What should I write?
We've come upon some very handsome strangers.
Hold on, I can't write that fast. What is the name for strangers in our language?
Do you not remember your own language?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm not.
You're the note writer.
In common. what the word is in their first language.
Remember, I learned to write like a week ago.
I thought you were very important.
You know what, Sakawachi, why don't you write this? I'll hand this. I know strangers.
It's not going to matter.
Can you start over?
Your friends are dead.
Brother, what's that?
I'm writing the note.
Rami's just said something to Barnes, and she's just like,
something about strangers?
We came upon some very handsome strangers.
Came upon some.
It was a little bit of a joke to introduce levity into a very serious situation, but.
Oh boy. Okay, slow down.
That wasn't part of the note.
Gotcha. Oh. I need a piece of paper.
This one's covered in crust.
Tried rewriting strangers in their language like multiple times. Couldn't remember the word. Crossed it out.
This is awkward. I literally only had one piece of paper.
I trust.
Dwarf comes over. He's like, here's a piece of paper. And he notates it down.
Oh my God.
Great. Thank you, Dwarf. He seems like a really good guy. All right. So
are you sure you want to stay with these people?
We came upon some strangers.
They are friends.
They're friends.
They are friends.
I have sent them to find you.
I have sent them to find you.
Here is a token.
Trust them.
Trust them. Here is a token of
trust
proof.
Them. Here is a token of
and
proof.
What do you want to give us? You can note what it is.
A feather. We have a feather. Great. Do you have the feather? And Anuma's like, I have the feather. Here.
Jorp is like, here's a feather.
Wait, what's the word in our language for feather? I don't know what you're asking for.
What are you asking? Pulls out this like beautiful multicolored feather. It's like, they'll know. They'll know this is from us. Just don't break it. It may not look important. It's important.
I put it in with my esoterica.
Don't break the delicate feather.
Don't break this feather.
I carry on mirror with me at all times. I think.
Oh, right. Delicate. But it's a broken piece
of a mirror. It's a broken piece of a
mirror. It was broken when I found it.
Here's the letter. I'm just, again, this is just the vibe I'm getting from Matt's. I feel like, anyways, I can't go.
If they did,
but I appreciate it.
If there's any talk of them, you know, wanting to feed you extra, put on a little extra weight so you're a little more tasty, just don't do it.
Oh, okay. Shit, can I not eat anything?
I mean,
very hungry.
That's up to you.
Okay.
You know,
it's fine.
You know what? When in doubt, assume your mercenaries are cannibals. And you'll be safer.
I don't think they're cannibals. I think they're just going to charge us for all of this stuff. They're treasure hunters. I get it. I get it.
I feel like you should try some of the meat so that you have enough energy before we leave.
I'm not eating that meat.
Oh, okay.
I hope you don't mind. I mentioned to Anuma about the symbols that you have and how it matches the one that my grandmother imprinted on me. Can we talk a little bit more about this? I feel like it's very important, and the stars have brought us together for a reason that we yet do not know. I'm just going to throw it out there. I'm curious what you think about this. What do you think happened
to your grandmother?
To you, that you walked through, came back with this.
We don't know, Sakwachi. That's the entire point. We don't know.
Okay. And that's why you're doing this, because you want to
learn.
Yes.
And that's why I was asking you, when your grandmother had these dreams, when she put this on you and you could not give specific answers.
It's so funny because so it's like, oh, it must have been before I left. It's like, I don't know when you left.
I don't know your schedule.
Give us vague answers. What evil affects your people? I don't know. Evil. What is happening to them? Evil. What? That's not an answer.
I'm
sorry about that.
No, it's fine. I don't think I was being as forthcoming as I could be. Maybe I was being a little guarded. But we can talk. I've talked to Anuma. It seems like we're all in this together now. And
okay, let's begin at the beginning. What is the name of the living god?
It's not a specific living god.
So just any walking god. Living god that you happen across while traveling the countryside.
And I know it seems strange to an outsider.
Look out, God.
But literally, yes, literally.
All those living all gods, they better be on guard. Sakwachi and his people are coming to get you.
If I may say, I heard if you cut him open, there's a god inside.
Yes, that would be faster, wouldn't it, Hubert?
Yes, but he's not living, Hubert. That's the problem.
Oh, he's
We're looking for a living one.
He's got a dead god in him.
Sakwachi.
Weird.
He's got a dead god.
Don't cut him open. God's dead.
Sakwachi.
Yes.
If I may.
Yes.
I think when we walked through the gates,
yes,
we were chosen. And I think we were chosen to fight against the evil that you talk about. I think the evil you talk about is the same we learned about on Casterville. The Soyo curse, the Black Frost Whale, I think it started all of this, and I think perhaps we are chosen to fight against it. And that's what I think.
It is my belief that someone or multiple someones is meddling with a great and powerful evil. Asoyo. Not Arroyo, Asoyo. Asoyo. And whatever they're doing caused these gates to come on. Now, whether it be that was their intention or not, I believe they have somehow manipulated our memories so that we do not remember what happened there.
And this is all happening somewhere around the crown of the world.
This is what we were told.
Told that thousands of years ago, this is where the creature was trapped, imprisoned. Should not be able to reach out, but we have seen through... We had an experience with... It's a very long story, but a childhood nightmare, a thin man that haunted children. He was imprisoned also by the elves, but seemed to break free from that prison, reach out past it, and begin to affect the minds of those here on Galarian. This same thing seems to be happening with this Black Frost Whale. But if the answer is indeed the sacrifice of a living god, I'm at a loss. Sakuachi, I don't know if your people sent you here on a fool's errand. You heard of Razmir? Do you know of Razmir? This is a living god that I can name.
Razmir. I don't know.
Dripping with condescension.
Razmir,
I don't know a lot about him.
Is the only living god that I'm aware of besides the beast, the great beast that we met on Kestrelville, that we spoke to you of. Razmir leads a nation of armies and devotees that number in the tens of thousands at the very least. How would your people suspect you could ever defeat a living god? It would be like defeating
a living god.
Tens of... Yes, I couldn't have said it better myself.
Not so much defeat, it's sacrifice.
But they must willingly do it, perhaps.
He looks at Anuma. He's like, can I just expound upon this? And Anuma's like...
It might be helpful to kind of contain the cultural insensitivity that's happening over here.
Yeah, it would be so great to get straight answers from some...
I didn't want to get into this initially because I didn't know how relevant it would be. I didn't know if I could fully trust you, even though I feel as if you've been sent to me from literally the heavens. But maybe this will help shed light on this. Maybe not. Maybe it'll just make things more confusing. But when did this happen? Your gate walk.
The missing
3
moment?
Months ago.
Was it 3 or 6?
3, right?
3.
Well, roughly 3 months ago.
Or maybe like 4 at this
some,
point.
Probably more like 4 at this point, right? Because we've been adventuring.
He looks at a new
21 Erastes in 4722 AR was the missing moment. So what's today's date?
He looks at a new all moment. I know is that the last 20 episodes were about 16 hours.
Yeah.
So
I
wouldn't overthink how long
okay.
It's been.
6 Abadius 4723 AR, 6 months after the missing moment, disappeared for 3 months. So it's been 6 months. We disappeared for 3 months.
We've been back for 3.
So, no.
No, we've been back
we've
for
been
6.
We've been back for 6 and some more
so,
now.
So 9 months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he looks at Anuma and he's like, it's going to be the same. It had to have been the same. Around that time, we were all celebrating in the town square one night when we saw these unnatural blue lights beaming up from the center of the crown of the world. We live, my people, we come from this small town on the crown of the world, sort of northeast of all of Avestan, known as Iminuit. And we were celebrating and we saw this just beam of light coming from the top of the world. And we didn't think too much of it.
Sorry, the top of the world? Are you talking about to the north?
North of
literally you. The North Pole of the world.
The North Pole. We were celebrating. We're close to there, but still far enough away where we saw this. We thought it was a sign from the gods, but it happened, and then it stopped. We ended our celebration. We sheltered in place for the evening, and eventually we went to bed. The blue light stopped. The next morning, my grandmother came to me. Seishu is her name. And she told me of a dream she had that night. And she believed that the dream was directly connected to this event. She said she dreamt of an ancient being of white fur, bestial horns, and glowing runic tattoos. This beast she knows. His name is Einamuran, the last Salmankar. My grandmother had befriended Einamuran long ago, and for years she'd listened to his dire warnings of a great evil that lurked somewhere beneath the crown of the world. She hadn't seen her friend, though, in many seasons. So his dream visit to her came as a surprise. I don't know how it is in your culture, but in our culture, if someone visits you in a dream, it's not a dream. It's a connection, a message, a conversation just like we're having now. She saw her friend in a dream, but it was her friend reaching out to her. This Salmankar you may know as a Yeti.
Oh.
Ah.
It's making sense. Yes. Yes. I have also dreamed of this. What did you call him?
Salmankar. Einamuran.
Einamuran.
His name is Einamuran.
His name is Einamuran.
Very insensitive to now my culture and the culture of the Salmankar.
I truly don't know what you're talking about.
Well, you're the one calling him some kind of moron.
Yeah, that's what
the way
it
you pronounce it is hurtful.
We should just say, Yeti. I feel like we're being
insulted. I apologize on behalf of Brother Ramius. He's been spoken.
Don't apologize for me.
He's been spoken.
I've done nothing wrong.
I know we woke you, really, but it's no reason to act rude.
I'm honestly...
If you search him right now, he has a lot of drugs.
If you would have just answered the questions honestly that we had asked before, there wouldn't be this frustration. My frustration is not with your culture, it's with you.
Jeez.
You. You're holding out on us. This is the information that we need at Sakawachi.
Ramius, listen. Sakawachi, we've also seen this creature in our dreams. Since the missing moment.
Einamuran has come to you.
Yes.
All of you.
I thought he was quite intelligent.
Not me.
Not all of
to
us.
Zephyr and myself. Did it ever appear in Buggles' dream?
Yes. Buggles. Buggles saw the same thing that you guys saw.
Did I see it?
No.
Yeah. I haven't seen it.
Looked like someone wearing a mask.
Yeah. We saw it, yes. We saw them in our dream. But they did not speak. They were simply there for me in a moment of pure horror, a terrible memory. They appeared, but did not speak.
This is different than what my grandmother experienced, maybe because she knows Einamuran, but he told her that his strength was fading and that soon he wouldn't be able to maintain the magic that keeps this evil sealed beneath the ice. He said that to renew the seal, the Salmankar's magic would need to be renewed through the sacrifice of a god. And this is a quest that only a mortal could undertake. As her dream vision faded to darkness, one of Anumuran's runes glowed brighter and longer than all of the others. This is the rune she emblazoned upon me and the rune which you wear. So this is all connected.
Yes.
She said she spoke to the elders,
and they all agreed that they needed to send one of their own, a mortal, from our tribe on this holy quest to sacrifice a god to renew Ainamoran's magic, which was fading, to seal in this evil that is perhaps this Black Frost whale that you mentioned. I don't know, but I volunteered to take on this quest, and my people sent these four people with me to protect me in the search for a living god.
There were only three others, correct? You plus three others?
Yes. Did I say four?
Yes, but it's some
point. A total of four.
Yes. Total four.
Yes, this must be it.
And do you have any information as to where this living god might be?
We were hoping to consult the stars in the observatory, and I did so, but I was sort of sidetracked when I spoke to this being from beyond, which I now realize was the person you met, Castrovel. Again, we didn't speak like I'm speaking right now, but we connected, and that's what brought you to me. So while I did not find the living god, I found you.
Are we the living gods?
I suggested this already. It was shut down pretty quick.
No.
Also, they wanted to sacrifice. So
You're pretty spicy today, Brother Ramis.
I'm just tired of not knowing anything.
You can take your nap. It's fine.
It's just he ate a lot. He has indigestion now.
That happens
every time.
That is true.
That's why I warned you not to eat the meat.
He smokes cannibal.
I don't. Hubert. What? I usually don't eat that much meat in one sitting.
He has the meat sweats. Happens.
Is there any check we can do? Can I roll? Have I heard of any other living gods that might be, you know, around?
Yeah, roll a religion.
I will do Estek Lore and take the penalty.
I'll roll religion.
I'm separately curious about the being that his grandma sees versus the being we saw. It sounds like they're different.
Oh, it does?
And I want to roll on that.
Oh, why does it sound different?
Because it sounds like a mask. Ours is a man in a mask, and hers is a being.
The Yeti doesn't wear a mask? It's an actual beast?
It's an actual beast.
Oh, okay. You
saw something that looked like a person wearing a Yeti mask, maybe.
I don't know what I would roll for that.
Well, Yeti. You just figured it out.
It
sounds like she was visited by Ainamoran, the last of the Salman Kar, whereas you were visited by someone wearing a mask to perhaps, now you know, like, oh, maybe they were wearing a Yeti mask.
Is that of this being.
Is that to trick us, or is that to help us? Like,
yeah, so now I know more, and now it's more questions.
You're like, I know, moron.
I know, moron.
Hey, I'm no, I'm no moron, all right?
It's a very strange name. I know, moron.
I guess we have to believe him.
So name pretty smart is guy. I know, moron.
The thing I'm struggling with is...
I got a 16 on religion for any known living gods.
I rolled...
FYI, that are walking around in the northern parts of Galarian.
Are you familiar with the World Wound?
Yeah. Oh, he was going to Sarkoris.
Yeah, so the World Wound, when it was closed up, it is now called the Sarkoris Scar.
Yeah. Oh.
And
it was the Sarkoris Empire before the rift opened.
But now that the World Wound has been closed, that area is known as the Sarkoris Scar. And the sort of rituals, magics, or whatever that went into closing that sort of gateway between worlds has left it this forever imprint on the area, where like demons still roam about the countryside, and it's believed that the gods walk amongst men there.
So perhaps he just
means a demon.
Demons, yeah. Like he's meaning powerful demon. Or
it could be that my people misinterpreted this, but you have to understand I'm what's known as a dream seer in my group. My grandmother and my mother were dream seers as well. We believe in dreams as reality. We look to the stars to find truths, and it's leading us there. So maybe we'll get there, and there'll be an actual god that will be like, hey, we have to sacrifice you. That's what I've always assumed, but now that I'm talking to you, perhaps it's not that. I just know that my quest is taking me there.
Perhaps it is just a being of great power that is not of this plane. That is possible.
Maybe the sacrifice isn't sacrifice in the way that we think of sacrifice, slaughtering a lamb to help a crop.
it could be something else.
They make some kind of sacrifice.
Yes, could be.
But
so, we have to travel to Sarkoris.
That was my question.
Your quest is aligned with mine, which it seems like it is.
Yes.
I did not expect to be going to Sarkoris.
Me neither.
Yeah.
We would desperately need to, if this is true and if this beam was seen in the sky, it could be a sign of the weakening of its imprisonment, and we would have to do whatever it took to reinforce that seal.
How long would it take to get to Sarkoris?
We'd have to pass through Numeria or Mendev.
7 years.
Ravius looks up from a book. 7 years.
7 years. Rigorous mountainous.
It is a 7 year journey to the land of Sarkoris.
It is. It is on our way to the crown of the world.
Oh,
of course.
Oh, pit stop. Okay.
Pit would be pit stop.
Pit stop.
Well, it is a pit.
It's down.
It is a pit.
Thank you, Buckles.
Sakuachi, I apologize. I spoke too soon. Zephyr is right. We did not see this creature. We saw a what seemed to be a human, perhaps, wearing the mask. The mask you're describing almost exactly what it looked like. Do you have any history with your people or any other followings that you are that you know of that would wear a Yeti mask as part of their culture or tradition?
No, it would be considered highly offensive. That they weren't masked in any other way to, like, make their body look like...
It was a dream. I saw it only once, and it was very... It was a dream. That's all I can say.
Were its they details, helping you? Hurting you?
They were just there in a time fear? Of great terror.
The dreams were not great, but we'd wake up feeling more powerful than before.
Yes.
The powers that we got from...
A gift was granted.
From someone, the gates.
Someone is reaching out to you in a time when your most horrible memories are coming to surface, scaring you, and you wake up changed.
Infused with some unknowable power.
When you went through the gates and came back, did anything else change beyond this tattoo?
Yes, this is where I first noticed this ability. But the ability has only been strengthened by the appearance of this masked figure.
All right, so again, I'm just trying to recount this. You walked through the gate. You lost time. You came out all with this same mark, the same mark that I bear, the mark of Ainumoran. And you came out with powers. But after you were visited in this dream by someone... wearing a mask of Ainumoran or a mask of the Yeti, those powers have grown.
Yes.
But not all of you have experienced this.
No, some of us don't even have powers.
Well, they're hard to control, so maybe they're not discovered yet.
What we learned about Asoyo is that those who would breathe the mist, am I misremembering? Those who would breathe the mist themselves would be altered.
But they would become thralls.
Yeah.
Those alterations would lead them to become
thralls. They would
also bear his mark.
So is this Asoyo's mark? Or is this Ainumoran's mark?
Or like a counterfeit.
My grandmother says this is Ainumoran's mark.
Ah. The mark of those sworn
charged
to seal the Asoyo away.
Or was Ainumoran perhaps marked by this Black Frost whale?
Perhaps he became his thrall.
Perhaps this is a trick. Our dreams are a trick.
Perhaps we're being brought there to sacrifice a living god specifically to release Asoyo.
Perhaps we need to sacrifice Ainumoran.
You know what? I quit.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
I'm going home.
This is a lot of new information. I need to think on it as well.
Are we sleeping here?
I think
I would love to spend one more night somewhere.
Yes, we cannot risk the raiders coming upon us at night. If we're here, they will not be able to attack us.
Still feeling a little tired from our fights before.
You think they're going to charge us by the day?
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
By the hour, probably.
We have money.
No, but we have an ace in the hole, as it were.
Rocks.
They could add it to our tab.
Lots of
rocks. We have rocks.
No, we have a thief.
I filled my pockets with rocks.
Oh, boy.
Is your... Does a...
Does a 24 beat your perception DC?
You're such a dick. No.
Really?
I know. Yeah, because it's 10 plus my perception.
Your perception is 14?
It is
my
not.
My perception.
It is
oh,
not.
Oh, it's not. There's 10 no plus. Way.
It's your perception DC is 10 plus.
Yeah, 10 plus my perception.
What's your perception?
Oh, I did math wrong.
What is your perception?
I have a plus 6 and I was like 26.
She's out of 20. I'm 10 again.
It's plus 10 to your perception, right? She said over and over.
Plus 10 to your perception DC.
Sometimes, you know, you say something, but your brain's doing something else.
On the third try, Barnes steals.
Sydney's doing math.
Wasn't even math. I was just like thinking.
That was math.
on the third try,
thinking centered around math equation.
Could we overnight? Back.
That is so mean.
Leave the crossbow.
How dare you retrieve your stolen property?
I can't believe that you just stole from Asta.
That's so rude.
That's so unlike.
I can't believe it either. Yeah, you had to roll so many times.
I'm playing true to my character. You're just being a rude player right now.
You've got a Legolas Gimli thing going on, except it's not interesting.
Could we, while we're sleeping, leave the crossbow and my bow with someone who can swap out a rune?
Yes, leave it with.
We're waiting for Mats to get back to us on this.
And just at that moment,
what do you know?
Look who comes strolling over.
The bearded barbarian himself.
Bearded barbarian. Think Dario Naharis.
Yeah.
Oh. Game of Thrones. Handsome, is all fuck, long hair.
Absolute
stud. The recast Dario, not the original Dario, but the recredit casting. He's like, am I interrupting anything?
No.
Would you like some more rabbit and boar?
No.
No. Couldn't possibly.
Perhaps we could help you stoke your fire.
We're good.
You got enough firewood from us as well?
We brought our own.
Oh, we're well taken care of.
Good, good, good. Just want to make sure you feel at home here.
We want to make sure that we pay you back for any anything that we've taken here.
So glad you brought that up.
Yes. How can we repay you?
Well, I've had a chance.
The Spirit Airlines of barbarian tribes. Thus, the yellow is explained.
Yeah, right?
That's why we got a yellow. Of course you're welcome to stay. Of course you're welcome to eat.
It's only an additional, slight additional fee for each thing. I've had a chance to talk with my people, and the good news is they have seen your missing friends. They've matched the descriptions exactly, and they have some information. When they saw them, we didn't know if they were friend or foe, so we didn't pursue. We didn't know they were lost, like you're lost. But we have the information you seek.
Okay.
And what's it going to cost us?
Well, I don't think of it as a cost. It's like a you help us, we help you.
That's what I'm saying. What can we?
A barter.
What can we do for
you? I think this would be a great opportunity to help each other. No one. Think of it as cost here. Do you not feel safe here in the Smiling Wolves camp?
Of course, but we wouldn't expect a handout.
Mi campa is su campa.
Is that your language?
Yes.
Beautiful.
As long as you need it. But we're going to need a little help in return. My man, Yabor. Yabor, say hi.
Oh.
Is he like 100 feet
is
away?
He okay?
He's like, he spotted someone matching your navigator's description near a guard post on the far, far side of where this observatory you found was. This post is consequently also the home, sort of base of operation of Godrak the Quick, the leader of the Obsidian Oath. They've been a real pain in the ass since we've got here. If you're able to go there and take care of them, you'll find your friend, most likely, hopefully still alive. But in return, we will give you a raft to sail along the Ice Rime on your voyage out of here. Take care of the Obsidian Oath, eliminate Godrak the Quick, hopefully find your friend. Either way, bring us proof of that. We'll give you a raft. Safe passage out.
One amendment. Whatever we find at Godrak's base, we keep.
All right. That works for us.
Deal.
Zamara. Zamara, say hi.
She's so far away.
There's no... I don't see...
Zamara!
Is that her? She has her back to you.
She must be in the bathroom.
someone amongst us. Her name is Zamora. Oh, there she is. Zamora, say hi.
She pops out of the bathroom.
Yeah.
She was actually
wiping her hands off.
Yeah. Sorry, she was stitching her pants up.
She was peeing.
She's zipping up her barbarian furs.
Zamora, sorry. No, I didn't know you were peeing. She spotted a woman that she believes to be your hunter near the Mystic Market. This is a merchant square in the southwestern quadrant of the city, although southwest, southeast doesn't make any difference here. According to Zamora, she saw this woman talking with some other newcomers, not the Obsidian Oath. Humans, maybe? Elves? And she figured they knew each other and they outnumbered the group that she was with when they were out ranging. Huh. So she slinked away. Maybe she made some friends, this hunter of yours. Either way, if you can go there, try and learn a thing or two about these newcomers, what they're up to, if their purposes are at odds with ours or not, I will order the locks open when you're ready to leave. We have to keep them locked for your safety and ours. But with more information about who these people are, and with the Obsidian Oath out of the way, I'd be more open to opening up the gates should you decide not to use the ice rhyme. And looks like you're 3 for 3 because one of my other men saw a figure matching the description of your storyteller. Leaving the city via the gates to the northwest. There are several gates in and out of the city. We've only secured these. But to the northwest, saw your storyteller, at least someone matching that description, leaving the city. And another one of my wolves, named Hisoi, also went out those gates to scout the area, but never returned. So should you go looking for your storyteller and it takes you out of the gates and you also find my man, I will fill your raft with as much treasure as you can fit on your way out. So, doors open, raft, treasure, find your 3 friends, help us out, we help you get out of here. What do you say?
Sounds good to me.
One more thing.
Oh, boy.
My friend Zephyr needs a rune transfer.
Yes, we spoke of the smith.
The rune transfer, yes.
Crafts.
We do have several people with that smithing ability.
We could just get that done before we leave. That would be no problem.
Absolutely.
I also need a rune transfer.
I also need a rune transfer.
3 rune transfers.
It would help us to find Hisoi, I'm sure, out there.
Perhaps there is other things you may need. More runes.
And reps.
More weapons. We would be open to trade. The changing of these runes will, of course, cost money as well.
We could talk about that off-air in between episodes, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You have coin from this faraway planet you came from, yes?
Yes.
Good. Good. We'll make a list of what you want. I'll see what we have. We'll work out some prices. And, navigating the city.
Yes.
This is tricky.
Did your people find some sort of method that works?
Whatever strange enchantment is making it difficult to navigate these streets without becoming lost or turned around, we find that you just need to use the stars as your guide, and you'll be fine. It's more difficult during the day than at night, so I would suggest traveling by night. But that's up to you. You can certainly travel during the day, but it's a lot easier to get lost, as the stars are obviously harder to see, though not impossible to see to the trained eye. But whatever magics are affecting the town, just ignore what you see and follow the stars.
Interesting. Interesting.
Yes.
Do you have a preferred order in which we accomplish these tasks?
No, not at all. It's completely up to you. You want to find all 3 of their companions, yes?
Presumably.
Yes. Well, I wish you the best, and I hope that they have fared better than some of my people who we've lost. Not just Hisoi. We've had some casualties. Be safe. There are, who knows, how many creatures
and strangers walking about these streets trying to take what's left off the bones of Skywatch. Something happened here. We don't know. We don't care. We're taking ours and we're getting out, and you should do the same.
Understood. Understood.
Well, then I'll leave you to decide when you'd like to leave. Again, you're welcome to stay as long as you like, as many nights.
The scheming smile on this guy is driving me crazy.
I like how he went from like barbarian leader to sales rep.
Right?
Yeah. Mischievous sales rep. Yeah. Well, we got to talk about what we want to do.
Yeah.
The rune transferring will take a day. It takes one day.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to.
We're going to need at least another day.
But you know what? He can take our extra nights off the top when he fills our raft with.
My dirt. Smiths work slow. It might take two.
Let me guess. They're paid by the hour.
They do have hourly rates. But in the meantime, enjoy the comforts of the Smiling Wolves camp. Feel free to go fishing. Let us know what you catch. And we'll see you next week.
We really do need to plan as players. Yeah, it's going to be good times.
Our cost up.
I'm stressed about our money now. I'm very worried.
Our overhead is skyrocketing.
I know.
God, there's one thing I don't want to do in-game. It's accounting.
Isn't it smart to be in debt? I mean, yeah.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
It's time to make your membership official. Start your 30-day free trial today and become an official member of The Niche at jointhenaish.com with the promo code GCN30. That's jointhenaish.com and use code GCN30 to gain access to exclusive podcasts, ad-free episodes, and content you can't find anywhere else. Once again, it's jointhenaish.com and use code GCN30 at signup to get your first 30 days for free. Tell your friends, come join yourself and see what everybody's talking about when you join the Niche today.